Welcome, everyone. Mike and Kim, proud to be your hosts here on this great radio station for The Good Stuff. We'll get to that for you in just a moment. First, I want to remind you about the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. Yes, in Valentine, Nebraska, many things to do. So check out 50 of those anyway, listed at valentinenebraska.org. For instance, they've got the Caden Haddock Concert Cornhole Tournament coming up this weekend. Then the next weekend, 3 days of Cowboy Fast Draw, the Heart City Roundup at the Cherry County Fairgrounds. So come and check things out. Visit valentine.com.
And let's talk about Tri-State Livestock News, the Rancher's Bible. They cover all facets of agriculture, and they do it every week. They have a weekly publication that comes out through the mail. You can sit in your chair and keep up with everything. You know, those few odd minutes that you get maybe every couple of days to update yourself and keep yourself current. It's Tri-State Livestock News. It's easy to get. Just go to the internet. Go to tsln.com. Subscribe today to get it coming to you. God is good. Mike, Allison Grayson was to bake a cake for the Baptist Church Ladies Group in Tuscaloosa, but forgot to do it until the last minute. She remembered the morning of the bake sale and, after rummaging through cabinets, found an Angel Food cake mix and quickly made it while drying her hair, dressing, and helping her son pack for scout camp. When Alice took the cake from the oven, the center had dropped flat and the cake was horribly disfigured. She thought, oh dear, there's no time to bake another cake. This cake was important to Alice because she did so want to fit in at her new church and in her new community of friends. So, being inventive, she looked around the house for something to build up in the center of the cake. Alice found it in the bathroom, a roll of toilet paper. She plunked it in, covered it with icing. Not only did the finished product look beautiful, it looked perfect. Before she left the house to drop the cake by the church and head for work, Alice woke her daughter Amanda and gave her some money and very specific instructions to be at the bake sale the moment it opened at 9:30 and to buy the cake and bring it home. When Amanda arrived at the sale, she found the attractive, perfect cake had already been sold. She grabbed her cell phone and called her mom. Alice was horrified. She was beside herself. Everyone would know. What would they think? She would be ostracized, talked about, and ridiculed. All night, Alice lay awake in bed, thinking about people pointing fingers at her and talking about her behind her back. The next day, Alice promised herself she would try not to think about that cake and would attend the fancy luncheon / bridal shower at the home of a fellow church member and try to have a good time. Alice did not want to attend because the hostess was a snob who more than once had looked down her nose at Alice because she was a single parent and not from the founding fathers of Tuscaloosa. But having already RSVP'd, she couldn't think of a believable excuse to stay home. The meal was elegant. The company was definitely upper crust, Old South, and to Alice's horror, the cake in question was presented for dessert. Alice felt the blood drain from her body when she saw that cake. She started out of her chair to tell the hostess all about it, but before she could get to her feet, the mayor's wife said, "What a beautiful cake!" Alice, still stunned, sat back in her chair when she heard the hostess, who was a very prominent church member, say, "Thank you. I baked it myself."
Oh.
Alice smiled and thought to herself, God is good.
Something from Rhonda Stern sent to The Good Stuff. Jake Ehrlich III had written this one, and it's called, "I once asked my aunt, Dora Jane, who raised me as if she were my mother, where we stood on the spectrum between rich and poor. I said, I know we live well and have money, but we don't have millions of dollars. What does that make us? She responded by saying, I beg your pardon, we are rich. We have always been rich, and we will always be rich. I responded, but Auntie, we don't have money like the Gettys. She interrupted me and said, as she pointed to her heart and then to her head, rich is in here and up here. You will always be rich in heart and mind. If you have a lot of money, that makes you wealthy. If you have no money, that makes you broke. You see, richness is a state of mind, not how much money you have. It does not matter how much you have that counts in life. It's what you do with what you have that counts. And so long as you remember that, you will always be rich." Again, written by Jake Ehrlich III. And that's The Good Stuff.